Hi, I'm Basil. Welcome back to Fairweather Friends. Each week, we give you a peek into the local and national weather. Happy Halloweekend, or Halloweek. Even if we can't agree on when and how to celebrate Halloween this year, at least we can give you something, the weather. From Evanston, Illinois, this is Fairweather Friends.
Here's the weather.
They don't call Chicago the Windy City for nothing, and though the nickname may not necessarily be related to gusts and gales, this sure has been one breezy week. No need to keep holding your hats, however, as the winds are looking to die down today and stay pretty consistent throughout the coming week. If you're from the Midwest, you may already be used to the erratic weather Chicagoland has become synonymous with. If you're not, be on the lookout for varying temps throughout the week, with a slightly warmer start cooling to a nice temperate mid-50s range. Rain is also looking pretty spotty, with showers to be expected across the latter half of the weekend. As I always say, dress for the weather and not the season, so don't put away your shorts and t-shirts, or even your raincoats, just yet. If you're looking to go out this upcoming Halloween weekend, Saturday might be your best option, with sunny skies all day and temperatures reaching the high 50s. As always, stay safe, and as my mom says, make good choices. Circling back to winds, you might be curious as to why Chicago earned itself such a peculiar nickname. According to History.com, Chicago isn't even the windiest city in the United States, with that honor going to Boston, Massachusetts. It's actually quite unclear where the nickname truly comes from, with one popular theory crediting New York Sun newspaper editor Charles Dana for using the term to criticize the city after it beat out New York for the 1893 World's Fair, though this has been debunked numerous times. So where does this term really come from? I guess we'll never know. And that's all for this week's edition of Fairweather Friends. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, hopefully the winds haven't swept you away. In Evanston, Illinois, Basil Free, WNUR News.